Ancient Greeks had the tradition of consulting the oracle at Delphi, the temple of Apollo, for their future or important decisions. Laius, king of Thebes, wanted to know if his wife Jocasta would bear him any children. As he himself had married his cousin Jocasta, which was certainly a defiance of the gods, he was warned that he should avoid having children, or he might be killed by his son born of that union. In due course of time, a son was born. In an attempt to avoid the unavoidable, Laius ordered him exposed on a nearby mountain with an iron pin driven through his ankle. The slave, who had been given the job of abandoning the baby in the wilderness, took pity on the infant and gave him to a kind shepherd, who passed him on to Polybus and Merope, the childless royal couple of Corinth. The child was then named Oedipus, meaning swollen foot, and brought up as the prince and heir of the kingdom Corinth. The prince had never suspected that the king was not his biological father, until one day he received an insulting hint respecting his parentage. Deeply troubled, Oedipus went to Delphi to inquire about his birth. The oracle, as often, didn't reply directly, but told him that he must never set foot on his native soil, for he was destined to kill his father and marry his mother. The horrified young man then chose never to return to Corinth, which he took to be the country of his birth, and set out on the road to Thebes. When Oedipus arrived at a crossroad, he saw a chariot coming clattering up towards him. The driver and passenger, unconcerned for the young wanderer with whom they shared the narrow road. To avoid being crushed, Oedipus leapt aside, onto the rough shoulder, but then he sprinted alongside the chariot, shouting angrily and grabbing for the driver. At this, the passenger, an elderly man with cold eyes, struck him hard on the head with a whip. In an instant, quick-tempered Oedipus pulled the man from the back of the chariot and killed him for the insult. Little did Oedipus know that the man was his true father, King Laius. Sometime later, Oedipus reached Thebes, where he found the city afflicted by Sphinx, a monstrous creature with the face of a woman, the body of a lion, and the wings of an eagle. It had blocked the gates to the city and set about terrorizing all who sought exit or entry by demanding the answer to a riddle it had learnt from the muses. What goes on four legs at dawn, two legs at midday, and three legs in the evening? The beast proceeded to devour all who failed to give the right answer. After King Laius died, Creon, Queen Jocasta's brother, was acting as regent. He was desperate enough to offer the throne of Thebes and his sister's hand in marriage to anyone who could rid the land of the riddling pest. Oedipus, confident in his wits, boldly confronted the Sphinx at the mouth of its clifftop cave. "Man is the answer," he said. "As an infant he crawls, as an adult he walks on two legs, and in the evening of his life he supports himself with a cane." In anguished surprise at the abrupt end to its deadly game, the Sphinx hurled itself with a blood-curdling howl off the precipice. Oedipus gained the throne and married Jocasta. Ignorance can be bliss. For many years, Thebes and Oedipus thrived. Out of his incestuous wedlock with Jocasta came four unnatural children. Then a plague struck. No family was spared, and not a day went by without new deaths. Rumor soon gained currency that the curse would not be removed until the murderer of the former King Laius was driven out of the country. an old blind seer was summoned. To his astonishment and exasperation, Oedipus himself was condemned as the wanted murderer. At this point, Polybus died, and a messenger arrived from Corinth, offering the now vacant throne to Oedipus. Being mindful of the prophecy, and thought that Polybus and Merope were his parents, Oedipus refused. The messenger, in all innocence and an intention of comforting him, then revealed that they were not his biological parents. Bit by bit, the truth finally became known, like a snowball turning finally into a devastating avalanche. Jocasta hanged herself in horror at her incest, and on discovering her lifeless body, still warm and swaying, Oedipus blinded himself with a brooch torn from her robe.